I hope to increase efficiency and transparency and collaboration in the auditor's office, and have a background that I think is well suited to be able to do that, and also building on the knowledge I already have from working in the county.
What qualifies you to be auditor?
So my first degree is in economics, and even all of my experience post-graduate school has been on the administrative side. So I have run organizations. I have led them through compliance audits with auditors such as HFS and the state of Illinois to determine whether we're billing and providing services appropriately. And when one of the things that has come up as I've been running is a lot of our community doesn't fully understand the auditor's role because it's one that you don't hear about a lot. And I have found that financial compliance is the easiest description for that position. And that is exactly what it is. It's making sure that governmental spending is following the guidelines. It's matching best practices for accounting standards, but it is also department heads adhering to their designated budgets, and that items are getting coded appropriately, and that there's no fraudulent or inappropriate activity that's being spent. And a lot of that comes from my administrative side. And as a current department head within the county, I have my own budget. And so I am used to the line items and to coding, as well as what the process is on the other end of things. So,
which organizations have you led through compliance audits?
So I was with an organization in Springfield for quite a while through the School of Medicine. And it was a community mental health center that is no longer in existence. They closed a few years after I left. And they were one of the organizations that I've been through the audit with. And I helped prepare a nonprofit here in town as they were getting ready to bill Medicaid when DCFS was getting ready to transition over.
You mentioned collaboration as one of the reasons that that sparked you to run. Mm-hmm. How is that lacking in the longtime incumbent auditor?
Well, rather than approach it from a perspective of what's lacking, because I think voters, if they want to know more about the incumbent, I think they can do that research on their own. But what I do think is that it's a position, as with any elected official or any department head, the need for collaboration is significant. This is a position that intersects with all departments and needs to work closely with the treasurer. And I think that skill set to be able to work with virtually anyone, to be able to communicate with them, to demonstrate respect, and to help people understand when they don't necessarily know the right answer for that compliance piece, is a huge part of the position. And I think those are skills that I bring to the table and that I've also demonstrated through my work with the county.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Tricia Mallott, a Republican candidate for McLean County Auditor in the primary on March 17th. Your opponent, Michelle Anderson, has been there for several terms. By taking on an incumbent in a primary, you are saying something about her cooperation and her ability to get along. Rather than have the people do research, I think I'd like you to address why you're taking such a major step of bucking somebody in your own party.
I think I think it's important for voters to have choice. And so one of the things I said at the very beginning of all of this and deciding to run was that at the end of the day, I think it's important for voters to have choice, and that by running, I will have provided that. Am I running because of either things that I've heard from other department heads and their experiences within the county, or through my own knowledge? Absolutely. I do think there needs to be increased collaboration. I do think there could be changes for communication. I know firsthand that some of the experiences of our department heads have been frustrating, to say the least. And I think that it's important to be able to offer something different, because when there is increased collaboration and transparency, then there's also efficiency. And the more efficient any part of government can be, that's also better for the citizens and the taxpayers. And I, as I began to mention the idea to some of my colleagues and friends within the county, I quickly got support. And that certainly has made it easier to have the support of so many people. So,
Michelle Anderson has campaigned in the past and mainly by email and social media message this time around. She hasn't been out a lot on the campaign trail, that she's an award-winning auditor, that she has a long history, she has professional qualifications. How do you stack up against those professional qualifications and those awards?
Well, from what I understand, I believe that the award that she's referencing is in relation to the CAFR, which is the annual summary that the county puts out, and that document is put out in collaboration with the treasurer and the county administrator and is presented to the county board. And the county has actually won an award for the CAFR for 33 years, even prior to Michelle taking on the position of auditor. So I think that document and that particular award actually stands to be much more true of the county and the people that we have preparing that document and the work that we take together, more than any one individual in particular.
In her periodic clashes with department heads and other elected officials within county government, Michelle Anderson has traditionally explained those by saying that people don't like the watchdog sometimes. They don't like what they hear when they're not doing things just so. How do you respond to that line of thought that the auditor's position is sometimes not a popular one for the people that they're auditing?
Oh, absolutely. And I can, I think that's true regardless of the position. I mean, so having been a director and a chief operating officer and a leader for so many years, people don't always like the boss. People don't always like the person advising someone that the way they're documenting is incorrect and not in compliance with either state or federal guidelines. So I completely understand the premise that people don't always like the watchdog, as I know that she has referred to herself. And I can concur with that, but it also goes back to what I stated earlier about financial compliance. I think compliance is so much about training and making sure that others understand. And I think it's about communication and respect. And I think there are ways to make sure that people, one, understand the rules that they need to be following, but also in the event that something was submitted improperly or that additional documentation is needed, I think there are ways to go about that where it can still build or maintain relationships rather than destroy them.
So unpack how you would approach those levels of communication, that level of teaching, that level of, hey, you got to get back to me with something else here. Mm-hmm. Articulate the style difference that you're trying to use as your plank for running.
Yeah. Well, so honestly, one of the things that I would really like to do if I'm elected is I'd like to sit down with our department heads and ask them what they feel like they don't know enough about. Where do they think there is confusion so that I can help clarify some of that for them? Because, again, I think part of it's a training piece. I think we hire people and appoint people or elect them with good intentions. I think it's oftentimes a matter of an honest mistake or that sometimes the rules have changed. Sometimes, even at the beginning of each year, the federal mileage rate changes, and whether that gets communicated to employees or not in advance, and whether it then becomes an error on a later mileage reimbursement form. And I think part of that communication, one, is going to be situation specific, but I think it can be done, again, I mean, respect is the word that keeps coming to mind, and providing information.
You mentioned a bit ago that you want to try to have healthy relationships with other office holders and stakeholders within county government instead of destructive ones. Do you believe that Michelle Anderson's relationships are destructive?
I think I can't speak for what those relationships ever were. And I don't know if they were ever more positive and they have gone downhill over time. What I can say is that from what I know from others or what I have either read in the news or observed is I think there are not a lot of people that the communication is working well. And I think that there's room for improvement there.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're with Tricia Mallott, a Republican candidate for McLean County Auditor. There will be a Democrat in the race in the fall, no matter who emerges from the Republican primary. Rob Fizzini has articulated the idea that the auditor's office need not exist, that there are other mechanisms within the county administrator's office and with external auditors to take care largely of the job that the auditor now does. What is your take on that?
I think it's ultimately a voter choice, because as it stands right now, the position is an elected position. And for that to be changed, it would ultimately have to go back to the voters to decide. And it would be another time that I think it's important for voters to get out and vote and for them to have that choice. The auditor's position is an elected one in 16 counties in the state of Illinois, and it has to do with population size. But most counties, regardless of how it's structured, have someone who has the role of auditor, regardless of their title, because it is an important function.
You are holding yourself out as someone with expertise who deserves the office because of that and because of your goals to improve communication. You are a voter, so please address the merits of Rob Fizzini's argument. How do you believe it needs to be organized, the function needs to be organized, regardless of elected, appointed, or an office within the county administration?
Sure. Well, the one thing I would point out is that it has gone to the voters before, and the voters chose to keep it as an elected position. And so that has been presented to them. I would say what I think does need to be done is I think it's time for a new auditor, and I think it is time for that person to evaluate how the office currently runs, where there can be improved efficiencies, what functions belong in that office or don't belong in that office, because the role and office capacity has also changed over time. And so I think it is important for a fresh set of eyes and a new perspective in there to really give better insight as to what needs to be there. And again, I think part of that also comes into the role of being a collaborative team player. And I would hope that whoever takes the position is able to work well with county administration and the county board and elected and hired officials.
Please allow me to press you gently on that. You still haven't offered your own conclusion about the merits of Rob Fizzini's position, which is that it shouldn't be elected.
Well, I would also say, why would I be running if I didn't think it should be elected?
Tricia Mallott is a Republican candidate for McLean County Auditor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us.